Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, digging in deeper into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Yep. And it is a, did I mention it's a Trash Talking Tuesday? Thanks to Florence Recycling. You betcha. Hey, just I'm going to remind you throughout the morning, give for Marion. This is a way for you to contribute and give. Starting at 10 a.m., they're doing it for 33 hours. They're really trying to put focus on some of the great 501c3s and other nonprofits who are doing excellent work in and around Marion County. Of course, we know about our friend Charisse from Zinnia Wealth, and Grilled Cheese Foundation is something that she had put together at least a few years back. But no matter which one you choose, give to somebody or something through Give for Marion.
And you can also do directly there at grilledcheesefoundation.com. You know, for people who are going, what in the world is a Grilled Cheese Foundation? That's an amazing story, isn't it?
It really is.
I mean, yeah. If you get a chance, I don't know if she has it on her website or you got to find that old podcast or something. It's just a really good story.
Yes, it is. And the program is designed to enrich young children's lives, boost their confidence, open doors to new opportunities. And yes, it would be worth your while to check that out. Contribute if you can. And thanks in advance. And we'll keep mentioning that. And that does actually kick off officially at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And goes for 33 hours. And so way to go. Alachua County does a version of that. That is coming up later on in the year, I do believe. I'll find out for sure. Anyway, so you remember in the debate that only one person was fact-checked. That was Donald Trump. And that it is coming out now that apparently that was part of Kamala's original agreement was, we want you to fact-check him, don't fact-check us.
Is that crazy or what?
Well,
you can even say that out loud is crazy.
Well, and at least we, I don't know how defined it is to say that categorically locked in, but we do know that the co-host, that Lindsay, she admitted that that was the plan to only fact-check him. So, yes,
amazing.
I mean, and that is, she said that out loud.
That blows your mind.
Now, here's the problem. Kamala said some outrageous things, but I was focusing on one earlier, and I think it's important to repeat. So there's a video going around now. It features a clip of Harris during the debate when she falsely claimed that no one active duty member of the military was deployed in a combat zone. Well, she specifically says in the clip, and this is a quote, "And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world the first time this century." Now, that's really giving yourself a pat on the back.
Oh, yeah.
If it's true.
That'd be huge.
Yeah. It falls a little short, and that's why they make fun of it in this video. In the video, a soldier's heard saying, "Well, wait, what?" Before the video pans to at least five other soldiers who are watching the debate from inside of a tent. One soldier says, "So where the blank are we right now?" And the others laugh. In other words, we know we're in harm's way. How come the vice president and possibly commander in chief someday.
Yeah.
Why isn't she aware of it? The video was first posted on Instagram, and the person did not answer the questions from people asking where he was deployed for obvious reasons. But here's what you need to know. All right. Even through the Biden-Harris administration, they reported in June a report to Congress that members where U.S. troops were deployed. Okay. It said Iraq and Syria, part of a comprehensive strategy to defeat ISIS. United States Armed Forces are working by, with, and through local partners to conduct operations against ISIS forces in Iraq and Syria and against Al-Qaeda in Syria. A small presence of United States Armed Forces remains in strategically significant locations in Syria to conduct operations in partnership with local vetted ground forces to address continuing terrorist threats emanating from Syria. There's nearly 1,000 troops currently on bases in Syria. Major civil war hostilities in both Syria and Iraq have gradually eased a little bit. Both places are mired in low-level conflict. 2 weeks ago, August 31st, 7 U.S. soldiers were injured while leading a military raid in western Iraq. The terrorist group from the IS, Islamic State, were armed with grenades and suicide bombs. In January, 3 U.S. soldiers stationed on the border of Jordan and Syria were killed after their base was targeted by Iran-backed militia. So what does she say about that? Or does that fall under the category of Joe Biden saying that no soldiers died under his watch, which is a completely ridiculous thing, especially this was coming right after the controversy of the, you know, and the idea of the anniversary of the withdrawal of Afghanistan. And he said that, didn't get called out it on initially.
No.
And then she basically doubles down. We don't even have anybody in, you know, in harm's way. But yet in January, 3 U.S. soldiers lost their lives. Now, not in a training accident. They were targeted by Iran-backed terrorists. It's beyond outrageous.
If they're trying to play the game of air quotes combat zone versus that's terrorist activity, that's pretty lame. And that would be the only thing I would think that they could even try to even ponder going down that road. If our soldiers are getting killed, they're getting killed.
Here's another report. Iran moving Hamas and Houthis into Iraq as Biden administration helplessly watches. Iran is bolstering its influence in Iraq, moving the leaders of its proxy terrorist organizations, Hamas and Yemeni Houthi movement. And that's according to the New York Times. They reported this on Sunday, days after the Iranian president concluded a visit to the neighboring country. So you've got that. You've got a Saudi diplomat. Saudi Arabia, very concerned. They're saying Iran-backed Houthis are holding the world as hostage, and Biden's pinprick bombings aren't enough. I mean, you've got things going on right now. You've got a president that's not present most of the time, literally and maybe either or mentally. He's taken vacation 40% of his time while he's been in office. And when he is there, we know he works a very shortened day. So the bad guys are operating around the world, and they don't fear him, and they certainly don't fear Kamala Harris. So do you think you're going to get more activity from bad guys or less? Hopefully I don't have to answer that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the few good Houthis.
Yes.
Yeah. When he's hanging out with the blowfish.
Exactly.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning and welcome. Keep the faith. Hang in there. Pump it up. Snort them vitamins.
Wow.
They're good for you.
Wow.
It is.
They get stuck in your nostrils if you don't grind them up really
well,
good.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. Those plastic capsules? Oh, my goodness. They'll hang up on you.
Oh, what I meant was use the neti pot to clear your sinuses.
Oh, I can't do that.
Is what I meant.
I'd make a terrible druggie. I can't snort stuff up my nose.
And we're good. We're glad that you would make a terrible drug.
I would. I just say it.
It is, what did I say? It's 8:21, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Black Tie Blue Jean Barbecue coming up. Mm. It's a big deal. It always is. It's always an excellent time. The food is great. You get to rub elbows with other like-minded people, which in the county of Alachua isn't always a regular occurrence.
No, not much.
But hats off to the folks, and they have landed a great speaker, Florida Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez.
Regular guest of the Bob Rowe Show.
Yes, indeed. Yep. A very good guest. Very upbeat, positive. I like her. Just seems to have a real, positive attitude.
She does.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
So that is going to be an excellent time. And is it this Friday?
It is this Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Where's the time?
We always think about that being, that's coming up next month or something. And no, it's this.
Hurry
Friday,
up
this
and
week.
Get your tickets before it sells out. And if it does sell out, then your last chance will be winning tickets from us, which we'll do over the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Just trying to cover the bases.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? Do we want to talk about? No.
Probably not.
Are we done with the assassination thing for a little while? For a little while.
Oh, yeah. We can take a break.
And if you're just tuning in, attempted assassination, bad.
Yes.
Secret Service security around Trump, bad. That's pretty
there
basic.
You go. Yeah.
Now, look, here's the bottom line. They can do better.
Mm-hmm.
They need more coverage. They need more manpower. They make excuses. The excuses are inexcusable. This is crazy that anybody, you've heard it come up. Well, there's a lack of manpower, lack of resources, no, there's not. There's plenty of resources. What you would have to do is reprioritize some of your assets, some of your resources to work to protect Trump. It'd be one thing if you go, I want the world. I want agents 10 deep all around me. And there's no reason to think there's a real threat.
Hmm.
The guy came within a centimeter of his head exploding in front of thousands of people in the free world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a centimeter. Or two, maybe. And then another gunman is caught spying from the bushes with an SKS.
Stay out the bushes.
stay out, Dem Bush. Will they have the manpower to constantly, I guess, to sweep these areas, to go through them?
Every 17-year-old's got a drone. Come on, put one up there. Infrared, anyone?
We've got infrared detection devices. We've got dogs. We've got drones. We've got the... We can't tell you. Got that, too?
They didn't have to kill you.
And, yes, they have not utilized a lot of this stuff. The old rules can't apply in this situation. Look, I refer back to my cousin who was Secret Service. He protected Nixon for a while, after Nixon was out of office.
Yeah.
So he was one of those agents that, actually lived on the property and did that. I think that was one of his earlier assignments.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool.
But, look, if the threat level had increased there, they would increase protection levels.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any doubt that there is a threat level increase against Trump? And he's not just a former president. Maybe even more importantly, really, in this case, he's the leading candidate. He's the leading candidate. If you don't properly protect this guy and something awful does occur, what will be the level of confidence that people will have in any of our governmental agencies? Because their duty is pretty clear cut on this. And I'm not disparaging individual agents. I think they're probably full of some really, really fine, excellent people who really will literally jump in front of a bullet to save the person they're protecting. But there's something going on in management, upper management, the hierarchy. And remember, this is under the umbrella of Homeland Security. It used to be under the Treasury Department, which is much smaller and makes a lot more sense. That's, part of the Secret Service was dealing with counterfeit money, for instance. To put it under Homeland Security, this behemoth. I mean, there is no better example of government getting too big and too many layers than Homeland Security. And who is at the head of that? Who is the Secretary of Homeland Security? Mayorkas. Mayorkas, the same guy that refused to admit that the borders were porous, refused to do anything about it, wouldn't even admit it had become a crisis until well after it was a crisis, and then begrudgingly admitted at least to some of it.
He's bad at securing things, isn't he?
He's bad at getting even close to the truth every time he opens his pie hole.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. If it was a game of cornhole and, you're trying to throw the truth bag, into that hole.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't have even gotten on the board ever.
Oh, no.
That give you an idea?
That's bad.
Okay. That is bad. All right. Donald Trump did say that Joe Biden couldn't have been nicer in a phone call after the assassination attempt. He revealed this during a conversation on X that the president called to discuss Secret Service protection. We had a very nice call. It was about Secret Service protection, Trump said. He couldn't have been nicer. The White House also described the call as cordial and that the president conveyed his relief that Trump was safe. Biden said Monday that Secret Service needs more help.
There you go.
Well, you are the President of the United States.
Uh-huh.
Through executive order, there's a lot of things you can do, and that clearly would be an easy one. So do it. 8:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, every minute, every issue, in demand on one place. Now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Trash Talking Tuesday. All right. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It's 8:34. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here, of course.
Yep.
Greg, what's going on, man?
Oh, just living the dream.
You had a good time at that Reagan movie, didn't you?
Oh, it was
so
awesome.
Did I. It really was awesome.
You got to go see it.
Yeah. We didn't even talk to each other. We didn't communicate. It's not like we were, what shirt are you going to wear Monday? I'm going to wear blue. Yeah, he did his thing. I did mine.
Yeah.
We both saw Reagan. We both, I think, walked away with it. Just a fond remembrance of the man, his policies, the principles, the fall of the wall, the Soviet Empire, a time when waving a flag and talking about God was perfectly acceptable, even in the public square.
Imagine that.
Crazy. Crazy times.
And you realize, even with everything going on, life was a lot less stressful back then.
It seems like it, but we didn't feel it. I mean, when he took over, he took off over a terrible economy.
Oh, it was awful.
Left to him by Jimmy Carter. Interest rates were crazy, crazy. It took a while for kind of the Reaganomic thing to catch on, and it finally did. But for me, I was graduating high school in 1980. I was going to broadcasting school. You know, I was working, driving a forklift in between. So, you know, I was busy, and things like interest rates didn't really impact me. So, it that wasn't top of mind at the time.
Right. See, I actually had bought a couple of cars early 80s, and I could not believe. I didn't even have a reference point. But I thought, well, that just seems like a lot.
Yeah.
In hindsight,
it seems like
a lot. My goodness, was I getting nailed to the wall.
Yeah. But it didn't matter because Greg wanted his car. And Greg got what he wanted.
That's true.
All right. Now, there's a, you know, Ronald Reagan, to many, including myself, was a hero.
Yeah.
And there were other heroes. Some of them weren't real. Like Superman. Superman's not real, by the way.
Well, next thing you're going to tell me, Batman's not real either.
No, Batman's definitely real. I'll tell you about that later.
Okay.
Anyway, Christopher Reeve, you know, played the character Superman. And I don't know. By my opinion, he did a great job. Can you believe it? And why is it somebody who is super?
I'll see if he gets back to that. He's got about Superman.
Without going too far down this path, I won't say it's taunting, but it's kind of like a reminder, like the Titanic. The Titanic is unsinkable.
Until
it's indestructible.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it was touted. I mean, it was bragged about.
Absolutely.
It was a big deal.
Yep.
Superman, he can do anything, you know? But then we found out the meaning of kryptonite. It came in the form of a horse and horsepad. Not the horse's fall, but remember he had that terrible fall off of a horse. It broke his, you know, his neck, and the guy was, you know, in a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
But still, from there, a silver lining. Still, a lot was learned through him.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And so there is going to be a documentary. Talk about bring a tissue or two.
Oh my
goodness!
I'll
bet you.
I can imagine.
Christopher Reeve's children speak about their father's legacy. While most of the world knew Christopher Reeve as Superman, to his three children, Matthew, Alexandra, and Will, he was simply their beloved dad. They watched firsthand as their father went from movie star, pioneering activist to pioneering activist for spinal cord research after that near-fatal horse-riding accident in 1995, left him paralyzed from the neck down at age 42. He died 20 years later. What was that? 2004. It was actually heart failure, officially. But, they do a documentary, and this is one of those things where what a terrible event that occurred. But how, like a silver lining, blessings came out of it.
Yeah.
And if he helps with spinal cord injuries because of what he went through, experienced, and promoted and pushed for.
The foundation's done wonders.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus on Reagan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bob. You're talking about the Reagan and the movie. If you remember, there's a part in that movie where we almost came to a nuclear annihilation. Did you remember that part in it?
I sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in 1983. A lot of people don't remember that. I remembered it. And I was surprised when they covered that in there. But what my point is, that when that happened, a Russian is the one that saved us from going to nuclear war, if I'm not mistaken. But he found out that it was a it was a flock of geese or something that they picked up on radar. Thought it was a nuclear warhead heading toward Russia or something. But Reagan was all for, you know, he was all for nuclear destruction. I mean, not nuclear destruction, but a mutual assured destruction. But after that happened, in the movie, it even showed how he came to think twice about going to nuclear war and how dangerous it could be. But the point of my call is that right now, these morons, these maniacs that are running this country and running Europe are headed right in that direction toward war. They want to use long-range missiles. Remember, Biden is the one who stood at the podium and told us, if we give Ukraine F-16s, that means World War III. Remember that?
I don't remember him saying it exactly like that, did he?
You can look it up.
Okay.
You can go on Google it or whatever, or on YouTube, but he did say it.
Okay.
And he looked at, he leaned down. But now they're talking about giving them, we've already given them F-16s, but now they're talking about using Storm Shadows, and that means our involvement, because they're British weapons, but American crews have to launch them and take them and do the logistics on those. So that means we're involved. So get ready, because these morons are insane.
It is, it's a frightening thought, and, you know, in days gone by, you know, you could have these, you know, chicken hawks, and they're always pushing for war, knowing that they're not going to be sent to the front lines.
Right.
But what's going on now, I mean, they clearly could be impacted, just like Reagan. They show it in the movie as kind of a flash in his eyes where he can picture major U.S. cities and you know, nuclear strikes raining down.
Right. How many Americans would die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of snapped him out of it for sure. But, yeah, it was always, look, if there's a nuclear strike, it's, you know, assured mutual destruction. But if you've got these hypersonic missiles and they're accurate, I know the mindset has changed possibly with Russia that they think they could survive possibly if they struck first. Could
possible.
Survive. It's
possible. Yeah.
Well, there's so many targets.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I just don't. I guess they would that hope that we would back down, that we wouldn't launch.
That's dependent on who's in the White House.
Although
right now, who's in charge of the White House?
Well,
we talked about that before.
That's another frightening thought.
Harris is on the road. Biden, I don't know what Biden's
doing. He's either at the beach for real or in his mind he's at the beach.
Yes.
Breeze blowing in Rehoboth Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Riding my bicycle. Oops, crash. Wake up, Joe. You got a meeting in 5 minutes.
Oh, my.
Here we are in the year 2024.
Yeah.
And we're still talking about man against man. You have this one planet.
Yeah.
One planet. And you can't get along. And you know it's not the people. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the people. It's the people with power. It's the people with money. They don't have enough power or enough money. It's, not good. Not good. Let me try out my promo. Let me try out my promo for tomorrow. If our government is capable of protecting Trump, okay, if it is capable, yet they are not protecting him, what would you call that? What would you call that? Are they capable or not? Let's ask that. Are they capable? Are we capable to protect a candidate for president?
You would certainly hope so.
Well, I mean, I think that the majority of people say, yes, of course we are. We're the United States of America. Of course we are capable.
Capable, but...
Well, there you go.
We're doing it.
Okay. Food for thought.
Yeah.
The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. Hey, I don't know if you've heard this. I don't know if you've been talking about it, but Putin has recently said that if the U.S. or NATO weapons are used against him, he's going to retaliate on NATO. He's been that's not being covered in the U.S. news. I caught it on an alternative news source, and they said that Putin's been saying that, and I think our media has been hiding from it.
Yeah, why don't they just tell the truth that Putin feels like we keep jamming missiles closer and closer to his border pointed at him, and that he's seeking relief from that? But, I mean, why wouldn't they put that out there? Why wouldn't they? Wow. You're a hippie one day.
Yep.
Running around holding up signs for peace and end the Vietnam War. Next thing you know, you get a job high up in the mainstream media, and now all of a sudden you're not against war? Some weird stuff.
Yeah.
845 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
They did some weird stuff. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. And it's a trash talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Governor DeSantis is going to do his own investigation of the attempted assassination in South Florida. Also, he's reminding people what a great deal the Florida prepaid college tuition thing is, and that some families may have a balance that's been remaining there for some time, and to go check on that. Last night, the Eagles, oh my, they had the game, they had it, but then they lost it. Mm-hmm. Lost to Atlanta 22-21. Can't help myself, have to share this with you. Secret Service admits the golf course was not searched before Trump assassination attempt.
You think?
Because it was an off-the-record plan.
Okay.
I'm a simple guy. I am not highly educated. I do have a gift, I think, of having a pretty strong sense of logic.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, and I know you will,
because
you've done it once or dozens. 2 million times in the past.
That's what I do. It's my job.
You're supposed to make me look good.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If you took over the Secret Service.
Okay.
You're the interim guy.
All right.
They canned your predecessor.
Oh, man.
You know that there's a lot of scrutiny about, how the Butler, Pennsylvania thing was handled, for one thing. I mean, you know that. Overridingly, that's all anybody, when the Secret Service name is mentioned,
that's all that is
part of it.
That's it.
Period.
Yep.
And you're the interim guy. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, I would say, hey, we're going to assign double duty to protect Trump. And that's based on our failures in Butner.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever want that to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And also the idea that a copycat saw how easy it was to gain
all the time.
So we have kind of invited a possibility of a problem there. So we need to go above and beyond. So if somebody said, this is an off the record thing. Trump's going to be, hitting a golf ball today. But, of a couple teams, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, yeah, no, that's not good enough. Let's treat it like it has been a publicly announced thing. This is not a stretch for him to show up on a Saturday or Sunday on his own golf course a mile from his house.
So,
we need to let's make sure that we, I mean, what would the terminology be,
They ought to be all over. I mean, he shouldn't be able to turn around without tripping over a Secret Service agent, dog. He ought to hear that drone over his shoulder. I mean, no excuse.
Yeah,
no
excuse. Go through the bushes literally and be like that. Like,
oh, I mean, come on. Some agents and dogs ahead of time, maybe. I don't know. Just a thought.
Again, if this all happened in a vacuum and there wasn't a previous attempt, you'd say, look, we're following the protocol. This is what we do.
But
you can't follow the protocol when the protocol has failed you.
Yeah.
That's the definition of insanity. Well, we do the same thing we always did. Yeah. Uh-huh. How'd that turn out?
Yeah.
Well, the president got a, nick on his face. Yeah, a little bit further one side. It would have killed him, but
he's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Whatever the protocol has been has not been effective. We need to do more. I can't believe again, if it happened like 2 years ago and it's a lot of different people involved, you'd be like, you know, yeah, we go back to the old protocol. But no, this is fresh in everyone's mind. If we're all talking about this and we're all thinking about it, think if you're a Secret Service agent. Hey, this is what I do for a living. Yeah. This is what I do for a living. All would be on your mind would be, I don't want my name mentioned as part of any screw up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. And if I have to get, you know, if I have to speak out a little bit here and there, I'm going to do it. But they didn't go through the golf course. They didn't search it. And the assassin, would-be assassin, was hiding. Well, he hid in the area, at least, undetected for nearly 12 hours. And the area where he was in the bushes, they're calling it the sniper's nest.
Wow, sounds...
sounds exactly what it is. Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they come out and they go, well, you know, there was no line of sight to the president. You know, we thwarted this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did, because the guy's a rookie and stuck the barrel of the gun out where it could be visible.
Ahead of time. Come on. Yeah. Right.
I'm not a trained assassin. I would know to stay as undetected as humanly possible and not stick the gun out.
Not until your target at least shows up.
Yes.
Come on.
So, it just, and I'm sorry, I know, I'm it's hard not to get excited, because either we are capable of protecting somebody or we're not. And I would think most people believe we are capable of it. So what's the disconnect? What's the disconnect? How long are we going to allow them to kind of pass the buck and talk about it's a budget thing, it's a protocol thing, it's a we have a shortage of people,
time is over for excuses.
Absolutely. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. Don't forget, you can always check out the Bob Rose podcast on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.